Come to this event. I know it's been a busy week for everyone. So we're here to celebrate the launch of the 2009 annual report of Social Watch, Making Finances Work, People First. And I would just like to acknowledge the co-sponsors of the event before we dive into the subject matter. The event is being co-sponsored by NGLS, the Non-Governmental Liaison Service, which I represent, Amnesty International, Social Watch, of course, Frederick Ebert Stiftung, and the Global Policy Forum. And I'd like to give a few words first to the co-sponsors to introduce the event.
Just briefly, I'm Sarah Burke. I'm a policy analyst with the Frederick Ebert Stiftung. We're very happy to co-sponsor the 2009 Social Watch Report. This is extremely important to point out the situation now. We want to emphasize that, like the report, we believe that this crisis did not begin with developing countries, although they are suffering, developing countries and the poor within the developed nations suffering worse than anyone. But we also called for generous social investment programs to bring the world out of this crisis and endorse a call for universal social protections. And I actually want to personally extend my welcome and thanks to Natalia in the back, Social Watch's new social advocacy coordinator. She's new in New York and who has just worked so hard to bring this off. So I'm very much looking forward to having her as a colleague in New York and to working together some more. Thank you.
My name's Barbara Adams with Global Policy Forum, and we are delighted to be co-sponsoring this event as well on the launch of the Social Watch report. Global Policy Forum has a long-standing working relationship with Social Watch, and in fact, at the moment, Jens Martin, who is the director of our European office, is also the chair of the coordinating committee of Social Watch. So we hope we have a well-coordinated working relationship. This report, given the meetings that are taking place at the G20, is extremely timely and also provocative in terms of whose voices and experiences and analysis are being sought or not being sought and are being listened to in looking at the financial crisis. And this particular report definitely gives voice to those experiences and analysis, the experiences of men and women who are basically on the front lines of the impact of the crisis, the impact of the responses to the crisis, and I would like to say also the invisible and uncounted, mainly women, who actually are the shock absorbers of the reason why the crisis isn't even being more harshly felt than it is. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah and Barbara. So as many of you know, Social Watch is an international network of grassroots citizens organizations that are active in more than 60 countries and work together to eradicate poverty and to promote a more equal distribution of wealth in the world and also for the promotion of human rights, including the rights to development. And for more than 10 years, Social Watch has been tracking the implementation of international agreed development goals and official commitments towards those goals, again, in more than 60 different countries, coming up with those kind of reports on an annual basis. So this year's report comes out almost a year to the day after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers in September last year, which set in motion a series of financial crises almost unprecedented since the late 30s, and an economic crisis that's still being felt in many developed and developing countries, of course with the impacts of this crisis being most harshly felt in developing countries. So what Social Watch did for this report is basically asking its member organizations in more than 60 different countries the following three questions. The first one is where the social and environmental and economic impacts of the crisis in their country. Question number two, what was their government doing about it? And number three, what were the proposals, the policy proposals from civil society organizations in these different countries, both targeted at their national government, but also at the international level, to address the economic, social, and environmental impacts of the crisis. So I'll give the floor in a second to Roberto, who will take you through the report. But basically, the result of that survey monitoring in those countries is this report, which has three different sections in it. The first one is thematic reports that look at the impact of the crisis specifically on gender equality and women's empowerment, the global food prices crisis, climate change, the impact of the crisis more specifically in least developed countries. And for each of those thematic reports, you'll find some concrete policy recommendations from civil society in different countries. The second section is national reports from 61 different countries, both developed countries and developing countries. And the third one is a section called Measuring Progress, where we see some social indicators on key issues like education, health, including maternal health, food security, development assistance, and the level of ODA, labor standards, and so on. So the overall message of Social Watch, and in particular of that report, is that implementing policies that put people first is not just a matter of social justice and moral imperative, but it is also good economics. And I think there's a very good rational and excellent argument in that report that it does make sense from even an economic point of view to put people first in the stimulus packages and in the way governments address the crisis. So without further ado, I will introduce our speakers. One of them is missing, but hopefully he will show up first. So Roberto Bisio is the coordinator of Social Watch, and he will take us through some of the main findings and the main recommendations of the report. And then hopefully we'll have Ambassador Baron Blake, who was a senior advisor to the 63rd president of the General Assembly and has been one of the key negotiators over the last 2 years for the G77 on social and economic development issues. Mr. Richard Kozul-Wright, who's the chief of the Development Strategy and Policy Unit at UNDESA, the Department of Economic and Social Affairs. And finally, Mr. Samir Dosani, who's the director of the Demand Dignity campaign at Amnesty International based in DC. So, Roberto, why don't you take us through the report?